all to it, just as the walls had begun closing in on her. Though, out here, away from them all, as she walked in the cold night air, she was feeling just as claustrophobic. The blackness and silence closing in on her too. She needs to get herself straight, she thinks. She has to, for the sake of her family and for the sake of her father's businesses. It was all going to be down to her now, and walking around London under darkness would be the least of her worries. Her father had lived his life on a knife edge, enthralled in the danger and violence of London's criminal underworld. He'd become the notorious Jimmy Byrne, a kingpin of a world built on crime and violence. He'd built himself an empire together with his business partner, Alex Costa, buying out numerous properties and businesses across London. Nancy knew where most of her father's vast wealth came from. She wasn't stupid. He liked to call it his import and export business, though really they were shipping drugs. Large quantities of cocaine, which were being distributed all over London. That's what had placed her father firmly on the map as one of London's most legendary, feared faces. He'd had an army of men working for him, and he'd made sure that his family had all reaped the rewards of his success over the years. Nancy had been blessed, living a lavish lifestyle in a big mansion over in Richmond. Herself and her brother's education had been paramount to her father, insisting on enrolling both his children in one of the best private schools that money could buy. Her grandparents and mother had all wanted for nothing either. Her father had set a precedent. Only the best cars, the best food, the best life for his family. Nothing was ever too much for any of them. That all fell on Nancy's shoulders now, as she had known it would eventually. That's why her father had involved her in his business dealings from such a young age, letting her run his books for him and balance up his accounts, showing her the ins and outs of some of the deals he made. He was getting her prepared for her inevitable future of taking over the family businesses, the infamous Byrne legacy. Though neither of them had ever imagined that any of this would have happened so soon. Hearing a bird flying above her, Nancy looks up. It'll be morning soon. She must have been out here for hours, she thinks. So lost in her thoughts, in her grief, that she's completely lost track of all time. Though she takes comfort from the fact that the night sky will be replaced with dawn shortly. The darkness is starting to freak her out, playing tricks with her mind, making her think that she can see and hear things that are only illusions. She's just being silly, she knows that. Though no amount of scolding herself can stop her heart from beating so wildly inside her chest. No matter how hard she tries to convince herself otherwise, she is unable to shake the feeling that someone is following her. Of course no one is following her. She's just being stupid, paranoid. She's walked the length of Brentwood's canal towpath and hasn't seen a single soul for miles, as if she was the only person out here tonight. Which she might be, she thinks warily. Up until now, there'd been nothing but an eerie silence. Unworldly in London, she thinks, to not even hear the noise of traffic whizzing by somewhere off in the distance. Still, this had been exactly what she wanted earlier, to be alone with her thoughts, so that she could try and get her head straight. Only it has backfired, it seems. It's too quiet now. Walking around in the pitch black dark is starting to make her feel anxious. At least earlier, when she'd strolled through Richmond High Street and up past Kew Gardens, past the pubs and late-night wine bars that had long ago shut up, after turfing out the last of their intoxicated customers, there had been people around, in their droves. The noise and joviality of the people she passed had only irritated her further, reminding her that life goes on. Nancy had only wanted to disappear then, to hide away somewhere on her own, to silence their loud chants and laughter. How dare everyone around her be so happy when her world had ended? Strolling along the canal, consumed with her thoughts,